Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our second Hawk Chat. Today, I am once again joined by Dominic Vasari, Krishna Soleimani, and Max Aziz. And today, we'll be discussing the ways in which Huckleberry Finn has changed over the course of the novel so far. We have a lot to talk about today, so let's get started. All right, so hey, everyone. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm a little tired. The week was long, but it's good.
I'm doing good.
It's Friday, you know, it's always a good time. Pretty pumped right now, end of the week. Here to make a podcast, baby, let's do this thing. Let's rock and roll.
Alright, so do you guys have any, like, ideas that Huck Finn changed over the course of the novel?
Yeah, I would definitely say at the beginning of the novel, he was raised to hate black people. A lot of people were at this time. But you really could see this change as he becomes friendly, like, friends with Jim. Once he's on the island, he sees Jim, and he really doesn't feel lonely. Which this is pretty big because it takes into the sense that Jim and him are, he's starting to see Jim as like an actual person, which many people don't see it, black people as at this time. And it's also nice to see that he's open to becoming friends with Jim and open to working with him, which is nice because many people at this time weren't like this.
So what does Huck do with Jim?
Huck and Jim really, they spent a lot of time together on the raft looking for Cairo, the city of Cairo. And you really see the relationship take off from there. Like from the beginning of the book, you kind of see it's a little awkward. You can see it's kind of tense, but by the time the book expands, it goes on and on. You really could see them become friends and really care for each other over time. And so I guess that's a one way he changes for sure.
Do you guys know if Huck has any specific feelings about, like, school and his relationship with school or anything?
Yeah, so in the beginning of the book, Huck really liked going to school. He liked seeing his friends, you know. He actually kind of liked learning and stuff. But when Pop came home that one night when he was really drunk, he found out that Huck could read and write, and then he immediately told him to stop going to school and stop learning. And, you know, Pop was just really angered about this. You know, he didn't like how Huck was succeeding and doing well because, you know, Pop didn't do that, obviously. So, yeah.
So Pop was, like, threatened over what Huck was... When Huck could read and write, right?
Yes, definitely. He did not want to see his son succeed and do better than him. It just, he did not like that and made him really frustrated.
Has Huck changed in any rebellious way?
He was really rebellious and by going on the raft with Jim and leaving Pap because he knew Pap would, he would face the consequences of Pap.
Does Huck have any other ways that he's matured?
Huck matures when he feels guilty by participating in a scam to rob the Wilkes with the Duke and the King. Although both Huck and Jim need this money, Huck feels bad about scamming others for it, which is a pretty big deal because Huck is a 13-year-old boy and he's able to feel empathy for others although he needs these items.
So would you say that Huck has a growing empathetic side for everyone or everything?
Yeah, definitely. As Dom said earlier, he even has one for Jim, which is one of color. At that time, the one of not color and one of color did not get along well. The one of not color treated the other very poorly, and Huck was able to see that and change it.
So Huck really warms up to Jim, wouldn't you think so?
Yes, definitely. Especially when on the raft, he didn't sell Huck didn't sell Jim for $300. You know, he easily could have done that and gotten a lot of money. And yeah.
So he has as we said earlier, he has a growing compassionate side for Jim. He's like kind of breaking the law in a sense, where you know, he's becoming friends with him and not turning him in as. Which is breaking the law.
Yeah, like, definitely. He could have easily, like, if he's caught, he could easily be arrested or, like, brought to the court or have a trial or something. Because at the time, that was something very serious. Because, you know, $300 is a lot of money, especially for a kid. And the fact that you're, like, breaking the law in general is not a good thing and was not, you know, taken very well.
Yeah, so do you know why Jim was, like, only $100 more than the returning of the Huck body?
This is because... Jim is black and he's more wanted like as a person than Huck who just Pap really wants to just beat up.
So Jim is the slave, correct? So why does Miss Watson want to sell him, do you know?
Probably just, you know, get money and, like, extra help around the house, obviously, because, you know, she doesn't want to do the work, you know. If it's so much easier, just get someone, apparently, you know.
So since Huck and Huck and Jim are more like friends now, how is Huck warming up to Jim?
This occurs when Huck plays a prank on Jim by putting a dead snake on his bed, and then another snake came up to and bit Jim's ankle. Huck actually felt bad for Jim, which is huge considering Huck is a 13-year-old boy, still very young, and he's able to realize this.
Yeah, because Huck is 13, and he knows, he's starting to have like a difference between what's right and what's wrong, especially when they're both really, well, Jim is more superstitious than Huck is, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, can you guys, like, explain more about the empathetic side of Huck for Jim?
So, feeling empathy for Jim is, huge because at this time period, everyone was treating people with color, like, really poorly, and, for Huck to feel any kind of emotion towards him is really big, it's really huge, because to many white adults at this time, they were unable to feel empathy for people of color. They didn't really think of them as humans in general, actually. They just kind of had them as, like, slaves and whatnot. So for Huck to feel empathy is big because he's not an adult. He's just a young 13-year-old kid, you know? So, yeah.
Like Max said, he's a 13-year-old kid, and he's starting to develop his own, like, ideas for things and stuff like that. I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Dominic, Patricia, and Max, for taking the time out of your day to chat about Huckleberry Finn. I hope you all enjoyed the podcast today. This is Julia Toth from Huck Chat, the place to get the newest Huckleberry news, signing off. I hope you have a great day, and don't forget to check back in for the new Huckleberry tea. I can't wait to see what happens next.